The face of the Latino population in the nation is changing. According to the latest census data analyzed by the Pew Hispanic Center, the Latino population in the U.S. is now growing mostly because of babies born in the nation, as opposed to immigration. Latino parents in Wisconsin are part of this new growth.
Benjamin, ¿cómo le hace el carro? ¿Cómo le hace el carro?
That's Daisy Jimenez and her 16-month-old son, Benjamin. The two are playing on the floor of their home while Daisy is encouraging Benjamin to imitate the noise his toy car makes.
¿Cómo le hace? No, así no le hace el carro.
Benjamin is Daisy and her husband Freddie's first and only child. Daisy and Freddie live in Milwaukee and have been married for 7 years. Both are originally from El Salvador. Daisy immigrated to the U.S. as an adolescent roughly 20 years ago during the aftermath of the Salvadoran Civil War. She says that during her years in Milwaukee, she has seen the Latino community evolve.
We're now looking at the children of those immigrants now in this community, and so now it's looking like a second generation, third generation evolving over the time. So I've seen that expansion in our communities.
Daisy says that while she and her husband have adapted to life in the U.S., it's very important to share their heritage and language with their son.
I find that we have been able to acculturate ourselves. I don't like the term assimilation because that really just means you're leaving your own culture. I feel like we have a blend. So, for example, for us, it's important that Benjamin, even though he will be fluent in English, but he also speaks Spanish, that he also understands our culture, that he also values what we are used to, what we grew up with.
Daisy's husband, Freddie, says it's especially important that Benjamin learn Spanish so that he can communicate with his grandparents in El Salvador. Freddie says he knows what it's like to not know a language because that's what he experienced when he moved to the U.S.
I mean, not knowing the language is kind of tough, you know, just to try to do something or go somewhere and not be able to communicate with anyone.
Daisy and Freddie's son, Benjamin, is growing up bicultural and bilingual. Some observers are predicting a new political voice to emerge from the growing number of Latino U.S. citizens like Benjamin. Joseph Rodriguez is an associate professor of history at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He says that because of their diverse upbringing, the children of immigrants could be interested in a wide variety of issues.
You wonder about those children as they grow up. Now, are they still going to be interested in immigration issues because of their parents? Will they be active in, say, marches and demonstrations about immigration policy? Or will they, as citizens, become more assimilated and really be more concerned about other kinds of issues?
Daisy says that for now, she and Freddie are mostly concerned with Benjamin's teeth coming in. But she says that she's also very aware of the issues Benjamin will face when he's older.
I am conscious. I'm raising a child of color in this city, and people will see him as such. And I think that I know that my job would be to help him feel always safe and to make sure that he understands how to deal with those situations, because I'm sure he'll face those.
Daisy says that while she still sometimes feels torn between her community in El Salvador and the one in Milwaukee, she hopes that Benjamin will have a sense of identity in place in both communities. Selene Jawadi Escalera, Wisconsin Public Radio, Milwaukee.